Mariner Books and Harper Audio present Becoming Duchess Goldblatt by Anonymous. Read by Gabra Zachman. Featuring J. Smith Cameron and Lyle Lovett.
4M.
This is a work of nonfiction. Some names and identifying details have been changed. Quit hounding me, children. You don't need to know everything.
1.
I must have slept weird, folks. My backstory is killing me.
When the house burns down, so to speak, there's no guarantee that anybody will stick around to help sweep up. This is not the dominant narrative I'd been raised to believe in. Sure, Lucy and Ricky could end up divorced. The twin beds were a clue in hindsight, and he was such a fascist about kicking her out of his stupid nightclub act. But you figure Lucy would always have Ethel Mertz. In my moment of sudden destruction, I learned the very hard way that reinforcements would not be coming. When I lost everything, my Ricky, my Fred and Ethel, the nightclub and band, even the gig on the chocolate factory assembly line, I found out the sheltering trees above me were gone, and I was on my own.
It's opening day in Crooked Path. Looks like another beautiful season of head games, everybody.
I almost drove the car off the road when I saw the caller's name appear on my phone. Frank Delaney. I'd met the Irish writer maybe a year or two earlier, through work, and we'd hit it off, but I never would have expected him to call me up again out of the blue. Frank was a novelist and BBC journalist, and smooth. Indeed, he'd been called the most eloquent man in the world by NPR. But I was struck again by how kind he was, how genuine, how compassionate. After we'd met just that one time, he'd sent along a gift for my little boy, a copy of Kaufman's Field Guide to Butterflies of North America. Frank had a sharp eye and a storyteller's ear. He had interviewed thousands of people in his decades in broadcasting, everyone from Prince Charles to Alan Greenspan, and that expertise revealed itself. Somehow in our short time together, over a day or two, he'd gotten my whole story out of me. I still don't know how he did it, how he ever perceived so much so fast. "How are you?" he asked me. "Are you all right? I hope by now you've stopped pushing people away." I pulled the car off the road into an empty church parking lot. "I'm trying, Frank," I said. "Thanks for asking." "What days are the hardest for you?" he asked. "Sundays." "So I'll tell you what you do on Sundays. French lessons, dance lessons, piano lessons."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?